Welcome to the Signature Eats Bakery. I'm Sig. We've got breads, pies, cookies, cakes, and absolutely no adventures. I'm telling you, you're overreacting.
I am not.
It's really not that serious.
If it ever happened to me, I would act upon my name and make sure the perpetrator never felt another ounce of joy in their life again.
Over melted ice cream?
Over the principle.
And I say again, overreacting. Which, by the way, is also the reason that...
Hey guys, Oh, sorry. Am I interrupting something important?
Extremely.
Extremely no or no, extremely.
We were watching British Bake Off with the old phone you left us, and...
Oh my god, you got to Bengate, didn't you? Melted Baked Alaska? Oh, what team are you guys? Team Ian or Team Diana?
Ian is clearly in the right. She took his frozen dessert from their climate-controlled space on what she knew was an oppressively hot day in what could only be seen as an act of sabotage.
But then he lost his cool and just threw it all out. If he hadn't done that, he could have explained himself and they probably would have gone easy on him since it wasn't his fault.
So you admit it wasn't his fault?
I mean, it also wasn't his freezer, so...
It was dishonorable and he was rightfully angered.
I love this. You guys are better than Twitter. Oh, wait! Do you want to see tweets from when the episode aired?
Twitter is the bird that delivers people's opinions, correct?
Correct.
I would like to hear from the bird. I'm sure it will show that the consensus is on my side.
What about you, B? What side are you on?
Oh, 100% team!
Oh, sorry. We're closed.
Oh, I'm not a customer. I'm here with mail.
You are not the usual mail carrier.
Nope. I'm new. Call me Lux. And I have a letter for one of you. Can I have your name?
You can call me Sig.
What a unique name. And what a charming little shop. And charming compatriots. My dear, your hair is lovely.
Thanks. Yours is pretty too.
May I have your name?
Oh, it's...
Don't say it. She's not asking for what you think. Are you Lux?
I knew it. I knew you'd have me pegged within 3 sentences. That's 10 deals I get to collect when I get back.
True sight. Never fails. Besides, you're not as subtle as you think you are.
No point in glamours then, is there?
Whoa! You look all... model. Cheekbones. Sharp. Pointy ears. What just happened?
Good question. But the better question is, what's happening now?
Ha! Chill!
Faye! You will leave this place at once.
You think I'm frightened of you, you little abomination?
You will be.
Hey, don't burn down my bakery! We're barely breaking even, I can't afford to rebuild it!
Oh, caught my robe. Not bad, but not good enough.
Will someone please tell me what's going on?
Well, it's very simple, Miss B. One of you has something that doesn't belong to you that I was hired to get back. And, relatedly, one of you has ticked off my employer and I was hired to kill them.
What?
Well, don't sound so scared. You're not the one who's gonna die.
The sorceress. She's the one who hired you. To get that stone back from B and then to punish me for stopping B in the first place.
Got it in one. That's another bet resolved in my favor. You know, I almost wish I didn't have to kill you. You're turning out to be very profitable for me.
You don't have to kill him!
I'm afraid I do. A Fae always tells the truth. We kinda have to.
Doesn't mean we have to stick around for it. Hold on, guys! Teleport! We're still in the bakery. Why are we still in the bakery?
That was a nice little trick with the shield. I wasn't expecting that. But of course, I'm dampening your spellcasting abilities now that I know you have them. What kind of magical assassin do you take me for? Speaking of, back to the matter at hand.
Sig!
Let him go. I can't move.
I don't know about that. Your mouth is moving just fine. How long do you think it takes for him to run out of breath? A minute? Two? I'll put down 10 dills on 2 minutes.
Bet! Bet!
I'm not betting on your death! Let him go!
No can do.
Bet!
Even losing consciousness, he's more entertaining than you two.
Wait! You enjoy bets, do you not?
Oh, I can't lie. I do.
Then I propose a bet. A bet for Sig's life.
I already have that. What do I get out of this arrangement?
The thrill. That's what you fail always after. The thrill end. And a favor. You may be powerful, but Fae have limitations. I am more powerful than a mortal, but without your limitations. A favor from me would be an asset.
Oh my god, just say yes!
All right. You got me. I can't resist a good opportunity to gamble. Okay, lay it on me. What's the bet? And you better make it interesting, or I'm just going to go back to choking out your friend.
Hold on. Okay. I got it. I have one. I bet that you can't pick up and hold for 3 seconds any one item that I choose in this bakery.
That's your bet?
That's the bet. Nothing nailed down or anything like that. I'm not a cheater.
You sure that's what you want to go with?
Scared you can't do it?
You're real cocky for a guy whose windpipe is still trying to remember how to work properly. All right then, bet made. You win, I don't kill you today. When I win, I get a favor from your little pet. Now pick your item.
I pick. 1 second. I pick a sword.
Oh no, an iron weapon. Deadly to my fairy constitution. Whatsoever will I do? If only I had a magical protective glove to shield me from this very eventuality. Oh wait, that's this glove. It's the one I'm wearing right now. What are the odds, huh? What are the odds that a top-notch fey assassin who spends most of her time in the world brimming with iron would have something like that? It's almost like I'm good at my job or something. How about that?
Pick it up then.
What? You think I'm lying? Fey can't lie. You know that. But a bet is a bet, and I will uphold my end of the... Ah!
Ooh, that looked like it burned.
What? But my glove!
Tough break. You know what they say. It's not the iron. It's the ancient and powerful enchantment on the sheath. And I think that means I won the bet, doesn't it?
Very clever, Sig. I'm impressed. I'm still going to kill you, but I'm impressed.
But you said...
I said I wouldn't kill him today. That still leaves my calendar pretty open, don't you think? And I'll get that stone from you too. I may have failed in taking your name, which would have made this so much easier. But I'll find another way, don't you worry. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. You certainly earned it. Bye-bye!
Oh my god! Sig, are you all right? What just happened? Don't pick that up!
Don't worry. It won't hurt me. It shows in one thing. I should send Lady Isadora a thank you note. Maybe some pie.
We should also procure protection from Fey magic for B within the day. Us as well, to be cautious.
Good idea.
Why are you being so chill about this?
B, don't worry. I'm fine. I mean, my throat isn't happy, but I'm fine.
But she tried to kill you! And she said she's going to do it again!
Trust me, that was not my first assassination attempt. And I'm not worried about her trying again. Honestly, we probably don't even need the anti-fairy mojo. People who want me dead and the people who need me alive for various Chosen One-related reasons form a very delicate balance that pretty much cancel each other out. By the end of the day, everyone within that ecosystem will know about her and it'll be back to even again. I'm more worried about you. Are you okay? This isn't our first near-death experience, but I don't think you're used to this.
I'm okay. Except for a brief second before I got my shield up, I was mainly worried about you and Happy. But you were all good.
Your worry is appreciated, but unnecessary.
Hey! Look! On the floor! It looks like she dropped something.
Careful. It could be a trap.
Let me take a look. No, I don't see anything weird. It should be safe to pick up.
Is it a real letter? Did she, like, mug the mailman?
Who is it for?
It's for me. From... No way! Dear applicant, read your application.
What?
Oh, man!
In what? Oh, is this the letter you have been with the delusion of subtlety waiting for the past 3 months?
It sure is.
That still doesn't answer anything. What is it?
The annual Soligard Baking Competition. I'm in.
Episode 6, Postmortem, was written and directed by Destiny Howell. The show is produced and edited by Audio Media, with theme music by Lawrence Owen. Starring the voice talents of Wes Haas as Sig, Karsten Otto as Happy, Sarah Ruth Thomas as B, and featuring Nina Nikolic as Lux. Special thanks to Jack Malbin. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave us a review and subscribe. You can find us online at noadventurespod.com or at our Twitter at noadventurespod for extras, transcripts, and absolutely no adventures.
Oh, it's a letter for that nice baker boy. This looks like the one he's been waiting for. He's going to be so excited.
I'll take that.
Hey, campers, have you heard of Season 5 of Five Gems and a Trench Coat from Inside the Tent? You haven't? Well, let us tell you about it.
A nice, green, natural regional park. This is Hidden Falls Regional Park. For our purposes in our world, it's a bit larger than it actually is. It is the summer of 1983, and it is all of your first time getting to stay at Hidden Falls.
We promise it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a story of three childhood friends going across the Americas in 1987 using Kids on Bikes, second edition. So grab a blanket, make some coffee. The first three episodes are available now, wherever you get your podcasts.